Moments before the bell rings at 8:45, Peter Epler, wearing a reflective vest and holding a small stop sign, signals from the middle of the street for a student to cross.
It feels so calm. I almost wonder if we're, like, I don't know. It seems earlier than it should be because the chaos isn't here like I normally see it. It's very nice to see cars parking legally, driving slowly, kids using a crosswalk instead of randomly in the street.
Epler is one of four volunteer guards at crosswalks around the school. Gilbert Varela on the opposite end of the school had a calm morning as well.
Morning.
All right, we're good.
It's been really nice. Again, like I said earlier, I think the tones are visible. We're standing out here visible. And I think that's creating a nice peace instead of just putting cones out and people not knowing what to do. So I think it's nice harmony right there. Nice balance.
The cones block cars from parking close to the crosswalk, so walkers are visible. The curbs are painted yellow, but the cones create a more effective physical barrier to keep parents from using it as a drop-off zone. The cones and crossing guards are part of a recent effort led by parents to improve traffic patterns. The Ketchikan Gateway Borough even drew up plans to construct a drop-off loop, but construction wouldn't happen anytime soon, if at all, so the safety committee pushed for more immediate solutions. The crossing guards are one solution. District maintenance also worked to add parking spaces on each end of the building parking lot for teachers so their cars would be off Baranoff.
It's made a difference. It really has. There aren't as many cars parked on the street. It's really made a big difference, in my opinion.
That's Julie Tibbles, a concerned parent who walked the property with borough and district staff to find solutions. Traffic on Baranoff was also reduced by moving bus pickup and drop-off around the corner for kids riding the bus further north to Point Higgins Elementary or south to Fawn Mountain Elementary. While Tibbles is happy with the recent improvements, she still thinks construction is necessary.
I could show up next fall and have no volunteers for crossing guards. This is great while we have volunteers, but I don't know that it's sustainable necessarily.
For now, the handful of volunteers will stand on Baranoff every weekday morning and afternoon. Cones and signs might blur into the background like flashing lights and other safety measures, but people are harder to ignore.
Hold on, buddy. Ready to go to school?
Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Ruth Eddy.